Welcome to the Pet Loss and Divine Healing Podcast, where we embrace the tender journey of pet loss with gratitude and grace. Your compassionate host and pet loss grief coach, Rachel Shirley, is here to support you with the heavenly perspective from the insights of her book, Pet Loss and Divine Healing. Here, you'll learn how to transform your pain into a loving and lasting legacy while navigating your grief journey with dignity, grit, and grace. Now, here's Rachel.
Hi there, and welcome. I'm so grateful that you have decided to take a peek into my new podcast. It is a pleasure and an honor to be here with you today. I thought for my first one, I would like to go ahead and read a little bit of my book to you. And I'm going to start at the back of the book, actually. This is where I wrote love letters to specific groups of people who sometimes feel left out, alone, unseen, unheard, and ignored, frankly, if I'm honest. So it's just been, you know, my experience working with so many families along the way, along this pet loss grief journey, that many of us can feel alone and unvalidated and not acknowledged in society. So this is just my small little part to let you know that you aren't alone. Today I'm going to be reading a love letter, and it's entitled For the Esteemed Veterinarians and Veterinary Support Teams. It is a bit challenging for me to know where to begin my love letter to you all. Words cannot express how much you mean to me, our beloved pet parents community, and the individuals who receive your daily loving support, wisdom, encouragement, experience, and dedication to quality care. The work you do is a calling that touches the hearts of pet parents across the globe. You dedicate long, sometimes grueling hours, often sacrificing time with your own families, to be on the front lines for my fellow pet parents and me, caring for our sweet ones. In my role, I often encounter and work with pet parents who are going through various emotions: anger, sadness, sometimes even despair. Some have faced what they say was a devastating experience with their vet, as their cherished companion was being treated for an illness, recovering from a tragic accident, or nearing a peaceful passing through euthanasia. I can't fully fathom all you go through. Still, I want you to know that regardless of the specific situations you encounter or the challenges pet parents face, you are valued, respected, honored, and deeply appreciated by me and countless others worldwide. I'm just going to pause here in the middle of this and just let you know that when I write these words, it comes from a deep place in my heart of such honor and respect for all that you go through. And I know that there are some bad apples in every single profession, but sometimes you all get a big hit, and it's because of the anger and lashing out that one can feel during the pet loss. So I just wanted to acknowledge that this is a very challenging journey, and the work that you do is incredible. So with that, I'll dive right back in. And it's very short. Here we go. It weighs heavily on my heart to acknowledge that the veterinary field experiences one of the highest suicide rates in any industry. I believe that not enough people are aware of this grave reality. I bring this up to let you know that I and many others empathize with your unique struggles while serving and caring for our pets with unwavering dignity and respect. Keep doing what you are doing because you are making a difference. Without a doubt, even though there are some bad apples in any industry, you impact this generation and the next. I have met countless vets and support teams focused on new treatments and care for the world to benefit from. Thank you for doing all that you do. I hope this letter serves as a heartfelt reminder to you personally of your value. Your work touches lives in ways that words cannot express, and your dedication does not go unnoticed. Thank you from the depths of my heart for all you do. If there's anything I can do to support you, let me know. With boundless gratitude, unwavering admiration, and from my heart to yours, Rachel. So again, friends, thank you for allowing me this opportunity to speak life into the book that I have written and to just share a little bit of my heart and thought process in writing different parts of my book. This was a really special project for me to write these love letters to specific groups because, as I mentioned in the beginning of this episode, that so many people feel unseen and unheard. And this is my small contribution of saying, listen here, let's get together and just know that on this journey, while we're in this crazy world that we live in right now, we need some peace, we need some unity, we need some connection. And I hope that this provides a soft landing place for your heart and your mind and your soul to be healed and known. And with that, my friends, I'm going to sign off. Thank you again for taking a peek into my new podcast. And just know I'll get better with time. You can probably tell I'm a little nervous, but listen, once you get to know me, this is who I am. It's just me authentically showing up to serve and not really caring exactly to have it all perfect. So I hope that's okay with you all. All right, my friends, take gentle care of yourself. Know that you are loved and valued, and God loves you. I love you, and you mean a lot to this world. And your sweet one's legacy still lives on because your love story never dies. Until next time, take good care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for being a valued part of the Pet Loss and Divine Healing podcast. It's been an honor to share this journey with you. And if this episode resonated, please subscribe and share. For personalized support, visit rachel-shirley.com. You're not alone on this journey. Rachel is here to support you. Beloved friends, take gentle care of yourself, and we'll see you again soon.